Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I'm so excited to be here. Yay! The snow is beginning to fall here in New England. And for those of you who are on the East Coast and anywhere that you've had snow this week, I hope that you're all staying safe. The predictions here were originally for like 1 to 4 inches. Now it's 12 inches, so we never know until it's finished is the way I look at it. So the chat room is open if you would like to join me in the chat room. I see there's some people in there now. I'm so happy that you guys are here. So hey to you guys in the chat room. Thank you for joining me today. I tried an experiment for the last week where I what listed the show under self-help rather than spirituality. And it was an interesting thing because I, you know, get callers for every show. And for the week that I was listed under self-help instead of spirituality, I got no callers. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It was a little experiment. And so now I'm back to listing on spirituality. And there's people in the chat room and people on the call line. So I guess that's where I need to be. So it's a funny thing here in New England. It's you know, sort of this running thing. You have to run out. You got to go out for milk and bread because, God forbid, we get snowed in. And the big thing is losing power, which they're expecting that we will. And I'm having computer problems. I don't think that has anything to do with the power because I am on a laptop, but I started having problems yesterday, and Mercury is still in retrograde, and it's been great for me all throughout this whole 3 weeks that it's been retrograde, but for some reason, this particular week, at the end of it, it's throwing me curveballs. So if I lose you, it's because my computer has shut down, or it's actually Safari that is having the problem, where I was all set and ready to go, and I was all signed in, and then my whole studio, actually the whole computer, went, oh, Safari had a problem and quit unexpectedly, which is the second time this has happened to me in a couple of days since yesterday. So if you lose me, it's because I'm having issues with the computer, with the internet, and that I will try to log back in and get back on the air. So that being said, as long as we're doing housekeeping, I will let you guys know where to find me when I'm off Blog Talk Radio, and that is really simple. And that is my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine.com. And also, check out my line of all-natural bath and body products called Alchemy of the Earth. They were special formulated for two reasons. One, because I have a daughter whose skin is hypersensitive, and she has a really hard time, or had a really hard time, finding products that she could use not only on her face, but also when she shaved, because she would get these irritated shave bumps when she shaved. And so she never got a really good shave, her skin was always very irritated. So I started doing some research, and at that same time, I had a lot of people coming to me asking, why do kids get cancer? And, you know, I believe the theory that we chart things in our life before we come to deal with for soul growth. That being said, however, because of the sheer numbers and epidemics, it's really an epidemic. Cancer is out of control. It's to epidemic proportions, not only in the U.S., but around the world. And so I said, you know, I'm going to really ponder that. I'm going to connect in with my guides and with the spirit world. And I'm also going to do due diligence and do some research. So I began researching, and what I discovered was the things that we put on our bodies are so toxic that it's no wonder that the cancer rates are through the roof. And the baby products are some of the most toxic out there on the market, although they have made a pledge to clean up their act, one main brand particularly that is, you know, the brand that everybody knows, has pledged to clean up their act this year. In Europe, the chemicals that are in our healthcare products are not allowed because they know how bad they are. Here in the States, you know, we have let the pharmaceutical and the corporate world bamboozle us into believing cheaper is better and chemicals don't matter. Now, of course, we're finding out that is not the truth. Cheaper would be better if you go to Europe, because the good products and the healthy and organic foods in Europe are actually cheaper than the crap, yes, I said it, the garbage that we're being fed here in the United States. And you know, when you look at your food, so it's the food you're putting in, the products you're putting on, your shampoos, your lotions, even your toothpaste. If you're using any product that has artificial sweetener in it, that's a big red flag, because all research has shown that those cause cancer. And take the time and look at your shampoos and your conditioners and see if you see the word urea on there. Because that one ingredient in itself, urea, which if you don't know is actually pee, urine, but that's disgusting in itself. However, that's not the bad part about it. The bad part about that is that ingredient turns to formaldehyde in the process of adding the other chemicals and manufacturing the hair shampoo and the lotion or the conditioners. And formaldehyde is 100% known for causing cancer. So because I had all these people coming to me at this time asking about why do babies and kids get cancer, my daughter was having these issues with her skin, and then three very close colleagues of mine who are also intuitives and psychics, Sonia Chiquette and Terry Wilderman and Colette Baron-Reed, within a period of, I want to say about 7 months during this time, they all said, you're supposed to have a company and it's supposed to be body products. And I thought, okay. And Colette Baron-Reed, and I thank her for this as I take a moment to bow to her, said even further than that, she went in to say that you also have to create products for people who are empaths, people who are sensitive and psychics, to help them. And I said, okay. So she had me create bath salt. And I also created a positive energy spray, which back then I called it the aura clearing spray. And people would be like, what is aura clearing spray? Because unless you're on this spiritual journey, chances are you don't know what an aura is. But if you're listening to me, then chances are you do know what an aura is. But that's not the majority of people out there. So, and then the final straw was my good friend and colleague Terry Wilderman, who called me up one day or messaged me and said, we have to meet. I said, okay. So she said, we made a time and a place to meet. And so we're there for 2 hours. And she says, I don't know why my guides were telling me that we had to meet, but I know that we had to meet. And they'll get to it, at some point. So all of a sudden, she says, oh, I know why. You're supposed to have all natural bath and body products. And the name of the company is Alchemy of the Earth. And I went, oh, you're the third colleague who has told me that in a short period of time. So I guess I need to get it done. And even funny how synchronicity and the universe works is that week I got a call from a local animal shelter who said, we're doing a fundraiser for the shelter, and we understand you have perfumes and lip balms, and we'd like you to come to the fundraiser. And the fundraiser was in 3 weeks from that date. So I said, well, I don't, but I will in 3 weeks in time for the fundraiser. And so Alchemy of the Earth was born. Because I had been researching at that point for about 3 years, I had a lot of products that were out being tested, and it was just a matter then of making the leap, putting it together, and getting it out there. So that's the story of how Alchemy of the Earth was born, which I hadn't planned on talking about today at all. So the interesting thing is I was listening to Kyle Cease this morning, and if you haven't seen Kyle's work yet, check it out. He is on this meditation challenge, 100-day meditation challenge. And I was listening to the 93rd day where he comes and he does a video of what came to him in the meditation after he's done it. And so what came to him in the meditation was that to sort of flow with things. Like he says that if he were to write everything down and if he were to write his show, then it wouldn't be maybe relevant to the moment and what was going on, maybe for himself, but also for everybody who's listening and tuning in. And I find that when I pick a topic and write a show ahead of time, I'll go back in to do the show, and then I do a totally different topic. But I always tie it in to whatever topic that I, you know, say I'm going to do. So I always do tie in whatever I end up talking about to the topic, because in this work, everything is connected. And in your life, everything is connected. Whether it's the people that you meet or people that you are in relationship with, it could be the you know, the people that you see in the supermarket. I had a really interesting thing yesterday where I was going shopping. I had been doing a lot of homework. I'm in three different school programs, and I've been on the computer a lot. And I said, you know, I have to get out. And I didn't have any clients yesterday, and I said, I just need to have a day just to go out and just sort of put around the stores, just to change my environment and just to allow my mind to have some free time where it's not working. So I first say, well, I'm going to go to this store, and then I'm going to go to that store. And I had three stores that I had planned on going to. One, the first store was the fabric store, because I'm an avid sewer. And I had made some pajamas and flannel pajamas for the winter. And I needed elastic for the waistband. So I said, well, I'm going to go to Joann Fabrics, and it's like four towns over. So it's about a 20, 25 minute ride, because I wanted to, you know, look around and see if anything caught my fancy for fabric or that. And then I said, then I'm going to go to TJ Maxx and Job Lot, and which is two towns over, which is about 7 to 10 minutes from me. So as I'm getting in the car and I'm going up the street and I get on the main road, all of a sudden my car turns into the local fabric store. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to the local fabric store. Of course, I turned the car. But something all of a sudden said, no, go to the local fabric store. So I went to the local fabric store, got what I needed. And then I said, well, that's okay. They're a little more expensive. But by the time, with the time and the money for the gas to travel 25 minutes each way, you know, for the what a dollar difference that it would have been, you know, that's okay. So I'm in my mind justifying going to the local fabric store. And I like to shop locally. I actually do go to this little fabric store pretty regularly for, you know, little things and buttons and all kinds of things. And so while I'm in there, I run into a high school acquaintance who I haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, and just sort of breezing around. And it was really busy in there. And so I had to wait to be cashed out, even though I was just buying elastic. But there was another woman who had like 7 or 8 fabrics, but the woman working at the store had already started working on her stuff. So I said, no, that's okay. So as I'm waiting, there's always a bin of free patterns there. And so they had put out a whole box of new patterns for free. So I'm going through the pattern bin, and I found like 7 or 8 really great patterns. So I was excited about that. And I said, oh, universe, thank you. Because so the dollar that I would have saved driving 25 minutes, I got all these free patterns, which probably have a value of about $30 or $35. So this is a great example of going with the flow and listening to your inner guidance and your intuition. Because so often we ignore it, right? I know I have in the past, but I've gotten really better at that, because I figure, well, if I'm sharing this with you guys and teaching you guys this, then I need to walk my talk. And I know that you guys, there's callers on the line, and I am going to pick you up and get to your calls. I promise. So just hang tight. Be patient. I will get to the calls. Okay. So here I got this great thing, this great value, all these free patterns for listening to my guidance and going to the fabric store. So then I continue off on my journey, and now I spent much longer in the fabric store than I had anticipated, but I was okay with that. I didn't really have a time frame schedule or anything. I thought, well, and I actually hadn't even thought about being home to cook dinner for my daughter because it was early in the day at that point. So then first I was going to go to TJ Maxx. And I said, okay, and I'm driving into the city, and I need to have taken a left to go into the plaza where TJ Maxx is. I said, no, I'm going to go to the job lot first. So I said, okay. So I go to the job lot first, and as I'm walking into the job lot, and I didn't have an agenda, I was just going to walk around and see what caught my eye. And as I'm walking in, one of my very first teachers in this field walks by me. She's walking out. And I thought at first, oh, that's Gail. And I paused. And I was just going to keep going. And then something inside of me said, because I didn't really feel like talking, but I heard this voice in my head go, no, you need to say hello to her because you've run into her for a reason. And it's interesting because I was thinking about her this week because I was in class. I'm doing a Reiki refresher class right now because I'm going to start teaching Reiki and psychic development training together. And I thought, well, it's been many years since I've actually, learned Reiki. It's over a decade, actually. We're closer to two decades now when I first started with Reiki. And I thought, well, I'm going to take a refresher. So that way, I'm fresh with the whole Reiki thing. And the teacher is fabulous. She's one of the teachers at the Reese Thomas Institute. And she's just fabulous. We call her mom. Everybody calls her mom because she's one of those. She just takes care of everybody. And so we did this guided meditation class last Tuesday where we were to meet a spirit guide. Now, I have lots of spirit guides who I've been working with for many, many years. And even as long as I've been doing this work, I can still get resistance. So I'm sitting there and thinking, the resistance comes up and my mind is going, and this is the ego mind, the chatterbox, which we all have, who causes all of the problems in our lives. And the chatterbox is going, yeah, I don't think so. You've been doing this a long time. You're not going to meet any guys. You don't really need to do this meditation. And so this is all going on in my mind as the teacher is going through the guided meditation. And finally, I was able to convince my ego mind to quiet down for a minute. And I said, it's okay. I'm just going to listen to the meditation. And as soon as I give up, what is the word that I want here? Oh my God. As soon as I released the resistance, and I just said, okay, I'm just going to listen to the guided meditation. As soon as I released the resistance, all of a sudden, this guide shows up in front of me, a guide who I've never seen before. And oh my God, he was so tall, and I'm only 5'2", and I'm looking up at him, and he's like two stories high, and he's all in ivory, and he had this like head turban kind of funny headpiece thing on. It wasn't really exactly a turban, but it was definitely something on his head, and I just couldn't quite figure out what it was because I couldn't see the whole thing because he was so tall. And so then we ask, she leads us to ask your guide what his name is, and he says, Ha! Zeus. And I went, what? It kind of sounds like Zeus, like, Jesus, you know? And I'm like, is that right? And he looks at me and he says, ha, Zeus. And then he goes, ha, 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 ha. So I'm like, okay, I get it. You want to be called ha. Like, you know, when the martial artists go ha when they're doing their karate or whatever. So I'm just looking out the window here, and the snow is coming down sideways. Yay. I love snowstorms. So I can't wait to go sledding tomorrow. Yay. Hopefully I'll be able to find somebody to go with me. You know, it's like, I can't understand why people don't like to have that kind of fun anymore as they get older. Why not? Right? So be flexible. Have some fun. Step out of the box and do something that you don't normally do. That's the key to life. And that's the whole point of this topic about, okay, so, you know, me changing my whole thing yesterday, and this has been going on now for a week. It started a week ago today. So I go to the job. I turn around and I say, Gail, and she's at her car at this point, and I'm about 20, 25 feet away. And she says, yes, I'm Gail, Reverend Gail Hicks. And I said, Gail Hicks. Oh, I'm sorry, she didn't say Reverend Gail Hicks. She said, yes, my name is Gail. And she's from Alabama. And she's been here in this area for 15 years, but she still has a big Alabama accent. And I said, Gail Hicks. And she says, yes. And I said, Cindy Fontaine. And she says, oh, my God. So we're talking out in the job lot parking lot. Now, of course, it's like 20 degrees and it's freezing. So at one point, she turns to me and says, do you want to go get a cup of coffee? And I was like, I said, you know, for a second, I said, well, I kind of wanted to go shopping. And then I thought, you know what? There's obviously Spirit has something, some reason for this meeting to be happening, because I had just thought about Gail at class 4 days before, because she was the first teacher that I ever worked with who we did guided meditation and meeting your spirit guides. And so I've been working with a handful of guides that I met through doing classes with Gail. And this is about, I don't know, 14 years ago or so, because she had just gotten here. She wasn't here for very long. And so I said, well, you know, I just was thinking about her. There's a reason why I've run into her. So go have coffee. Forget about the shopping. So off we went. Went to have the coffee. And 3.5 hours later, I said, you know, I should probably get going, because it's like 6:30 and my daughter's going to be wondering where I'm at and what we're having for dinner. So at that point, I still, you know, as I'm thinking this, I'm still thinking, I wasn't sure exactly why we met. Although at one point she says, you know, we should do some stuff together when I get back in March, because she's going down south for the whole month of February. And I said, you know, that sounds great. And then she starts telling me, oh, I'm laughing because I'm looking at my desk and there's a feather right in front of my computer on the table that was not there a few minutes ago. And so feathers, my brother James brings feathers. He brings me white feathers, and out of the blue, a feather will just show up. And sometimes they show up in the weirdest places, like little tiny microscopic feathers on the shower curtain in the bathroom that, unless you're sitting there for a minute, you would never see. You wouldn't notice it. So he was a joker, and he still jokes around. So here we are. Here's the feather right here in front of me. So this, I always feel like when he brings me feathers, to say, hey, I'm, you know, hanging out, and also to say, pay attention to this. This is really good stuff that you're talking about right now. And so this is for you guys, so pay attention to this. So as we're talking, she starts telling me about this machine that she purchased a while back, and it's basically, it clears out your lymph system. And I'm having some difficulty with some lymph nodes under my arms, which is from shaving. And I was going to have laser treatment on it, which is what the doctor suggested. And she says, oh, and this machine takes care of any swollen lymph or any blocked up lymph that you have in your body and all that. And I went, bingo, that's exactly why I was supposed to meet up with her and go have coffee with her. So pay attention when spirit puts people in your path, when you know, it seems synchronistic, where you think about somebody and then you run into them. There is a reason why that's happening, and spirit is directing that. So go with the flow. Be more flexible in your life. When we get stuck in patterns and in habits and routines, your life has no room to change, grow, or move. So really, really, really hear this and really pay attention. Put some value in this. And you'll be surprised how things can happen and things can shift. Because now, you know, I'm much more happy to go for this treatment rather than having the laser, because laser hurts like hell if you've ever had it. I don't know. Anyway, so that being said, I am going to go to the line, the call lines, because people have been on hold here for like 45 minutes. They called in before the show even started. So I did delay the starting of the show a little bit today because of the incoming snow. I had to go get propane for the grill. And you're probably all thinking, why is she getting propane for the grill when you're having a blizzard? Well, that's really simple. Because if we lose power, I'll be able to cook on the grill. And I cook all winter on the grill anyway. I just ran out of propane 2 days ago because I was cooking out there. So I have the shovel ready to get the make a way to the grill. And even if we don't run out of power, I might just cook on the grill anyway. Okay, I'm going to take a quick sip of coffee here. All right, and go to the call line. So this is area code 201, and the last four digits are 3640. And it's not working. Hold on. Okay, so I'm going to try this again. So call you guys. If I pick up your call, tell me your name and then tell me one thing you're grateful for before we get into why you're calling in. Okay, so this is 201, 3, and the last four digits, 3640. Let's see if it's going to work this time. Oh, boy. There it goes. Wow, this Mercury.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Tell me one thing you're grateful for today.
I'm grateful to have a nice warm place to be in the middle of a blizzard.
Ah, so you're in the East Coast.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you calling from, Rose?
Jersey.
Oh, so you guys are a little bit ahead of us. I'm up here in Rhode Island, so you guys are really in the thick of it.
I love Rhode Island.
Oh, I do too. It's a really great place, and there's just so much to do here. And
I've been there several times and checked out all the mansions and the brick marketplace, and I don't know, love it. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it is beautiful. It's great. I only live 15 minutes from there, so that's my neighborhood. I'm on the island, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rose, tell me. Why are you calling in today?
Are you doing mini readings, psychic readings?
I can do that.
I have someone from my past. I just want to know what you can pick up on him. His name is Evan.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a D, initial D, last name or middle name?
No.
Okay, because I have somebody here whose name starts with a D.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, so this could be somebody that's present in your life now or somebody that's past, because to me it's all energy. So sometimes I can't always distinguish if they're past or if they're still alive. So you've got somebody here who wants to talk, whose name starts with a D. I think it might be David or Dale. Maybe Dale. It sounds like, it looks like, yeah, it's D-A. I'm not sure if it's Dale or David. So anyway, think on that for a minute, because sometimes we get psychic amnesia where we're put on the spot. It even happens to me. And my best example of that is I had a client one time where I kept saying, I have a Mary here. And she kept saying, I don't know any Mary. And she was really insistent. And the Mary was equally insistent. And I said, okay, you know, I'm not sure how she's connected to you. She's not giving me that information. But she definitely says she belongs to you. She called me 6 days later and said, that is my mother. So anyway, so put that name in your, you know, in your memory bank, and then we'll see if any more information comes through or they come forward with anything more. Okay, so did you, now you said Evan with an A-V, like E-V-A-N?
No, E-V-A-N.
E-V-E-N, right, yeah. Okay, so Evan. And are you guys like late 20s? I don't think, it doesn't look like you're 30 yet.
Well, me? No, I'm in my late 50s.
You're in your 50s. Okay, because they want to talk about a time before you were 30. And so sometimes my guides work in an interesting way. Sometimes they often don't get directly to the question because there's something underlying that needs to be looked at to get to the help you get to the answer that's the best for you. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So they want to look at something. Keep giving me the number 23. So is that number? Does that number mean anything to you? Is it a birthday or an anniversary or somebody's passing?
No anniversary. No birthday. No. Mm-mm. No
okay,
passing
so,
either.
Okay. So if it's not related to a date, then it's related to an age. So at 23. What was significant that was going on in your life?
Nothing. I was working, going to school, the usual.
Okay. But so when they bring up a number like that, it's because that there was something important that happened then that is related somehow to what to the topic, what we're talking about. So just keep that in mind because, again, you may think of something, you know, one more after we hang up. Because they definitely want to talk about 23. They keep giving me the 23. And you don't have, okay, I'm looking, asking if it's children. How old are your kids?
I don't have kids.
That's what they're saying, no kids. Who around you, is there somebody around you who's 23? Because they want to talk about, is
no,
it like a niece or a nephew?
I don't have
or,
anybody that. Mm-mm, no.
Okay. All right. So then it'll be definitely for you. It's funny because as soon as I said about your kids, they're like, she doesn't have kids. I'm like, okay. So that was an assumption. I wasn't tapping in there that second. But as soon as I said it, my guides were correcting me. Okay. So Evan. Okay. So they're showing me the number 54. So is that for you or is that for him?
I have no idea.
All right. How old are you, honey?
59.
Okay. So they're giving me the number 54, but they're saying that he's not younger than you. Is that correct?
No, he is younger than I am.
Oh, all right. Well, that might be why they're giving. How old is he?
45.
Oh, so I've got the numbers backwards. Okay, so it's not 54, it's 45. My goodness. I think I need to have more coffee. I'm drinking decaf, and it's not good for me. I need the caffeinated stuff.
Huh.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me just tune in. Yeah, you know what? I didn't ground myself this morning. Okay. Okay, so have you guys been together off and on for a couple, have you been off and on a couple of times now or a couple of years this has been going on?
No, I haven't heard from him in a few years, but I heard he had a death in his family and I just want to know how he's doing. I was just thinking about that because I heard, you know, someone passed away.
Okay, because they're showing me it's like a 2-year gap where you guys haven't been connected. Is that right?
No, it's about 5 and a half.
I'm totally way off today. This is highly unusual. This never happens to me. Okay, so what I want you to do is, and sometimes it can be because the channel between the two of us isn't clear. So what I'd like you to do is put both feet on the floor if they're not. So uncross your arms and legs if they're crossed. Put your hands mm-hmm. in your lap and take a really nice deep breath in. And everybody on the line can do this because it helps to move the energy, to get the channels moving. Okay, and does he have a daughter?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, now the juice is flowing. Okay, so I'm just asking questions as I'm quiet about the passing in the family. This was somebody that was very close to him, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really okay. He's sort of going through the motions that he has to go through right now through his life. But I feel like that he doesn't have anybody who would really, who he feels like that he has an intimate enough relationship, close enough relationship with, where he can just pick up the phone and just, you know, or meet somebody for coffee and just, you know, cry it all out. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand that?
Well, he's got his wife. I think that's intimate enough.
Yeah, but, you know, there's different levels of intimacy. And
I understand. Okay. So
yeah,
should I reach out to him, or is he going to, am I ever going to hear from him? I don't want to take up all your time here.
Right. Well, I mean, you could. It'd definitely be good if you wanted to send him a little note. Just say, hey, thinking about you. I heard about, you know, that you had a loss. And then let him take it from there. Because I feel like there's some friction between him and the wife right now. And I can't get too far into what's going on with them because that's sort of like spying. But it looks like that there's some friction with them right now, and that, you know, it feels like that they've been together for a while, and when couples have been together for a while, then sometimes the lines of communication, you know, get clogged up a little bit. They have a fairly good relationship, but there is some stress going on right now. So it would be nice if you reached out and popped them a note and said, hey, you know, whether it's text, message, whatever, send him a personal note. Hey, I was thinking about you. You know, if you want to chat sometime, give me a call. And then leave it at that. They don't want you to really get too, they don't want you to deep dive into it is what they're saying, okay?
Okay.
So they, in other words, just contact him and then leave the ball in his court.
Okay. But okay. I won't be hearing from him. I have to do the contacting.
Right. So send him a little note or something, whether it's text or personal note or whatever, and then push the ball towards him and then take your hands off of it is what they're saying.
Will he respond to me? It's been many years.
Yeah. I think he will.
That's what I'm afraid of. I don't know if I'm going to intrude or not. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all the advice.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, be clear on what your intention is. If your mm-hmm. intention is just to reach out and say, hey, I've been thinking about you and I just wanted to let you know, and it's just of support, then be really clear that that's what you're doing.
All right.
Okay. So if there's okay. any sort of gray areas, because my guides are like, it could get a little gray here, then... you know, be really clear before you reach out of what your intention is and, and come from that place when you reach out.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
That'll set the tone.
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey, you're welcome. Have a great blizzard.
Thank you.
Stay safe. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, that was Rose. How fun is that? So this is a great thing for me, having this little blip in the beginning where I wasn't connecting in, because I was running around this morning before I got on the show, and I was saying that I delayed the show by a half an hour because I had to go get propane for the grill. In case we lose power, I'll still be able to cook. And then I had to pick up a couple of things at the market. And I did not ground myself or say, you know, say to my guys, okay, I'm, you know, working now, so open the channels. So even I, you know, have lapses where I do these things. So really the key is being consistent and knowing that even when you've been doing this work as long as I do, you still have to say to your guides, okay, let's go to work now. All right, and so the next caller I'm going to take now is area code 917, and the last four digits are 2988. So caller, tell me your name and what you're grateful for today. And let's see if it's going to go. There it goes. Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine.
Hi, my name is
Fabian.
This is Fabian. Yes.
Hi, Fabian. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What? Tell me what you're grateful for today.
I'm grateful for just being alive, being here.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So what can I do for you today, Fabian?
Well, I recently got laid off, and I'm trying to see if there's anything coming in soon that is not
yes.
temp.
Yes, they're saying no worries, work will be coming.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they say no worries, work will be coming. And it looks like they're giving me the number 15, so I'm not sure if it's 15 hours a week or $15 an hour. I think it's going to be more like around $15 an hour. What do you do?
I work in the healthcare management type of field.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they say no worries, that the job field is going to be clear for you and that you will have something coming. It looks like you have some money coming in now, so whether you're collecting, like, unemployment or something.
Give me a package until March.
Yeah. Okay, good, because they're showing me that you've got some money now, so they're saying no worries between now and the new offer, because there will be an offer on the table and somebody is reaching out to you with money. Okay, so you know, make sure it looks like your resume is up to date. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're showing me that it looks good. The resume looks good. It looks like it's up to date, so that's all good. And so they're saying relax for a couple of, you know, just relax that you're gonna put it out there, and then the things will fall into place is what they're showing me. And they're saying March 15th, so maybe that could be the 15th, maybe.
Because I said that's half my pay.
Say what's that? Half your pay. Okay, yeah. Now they're showing me the calendar was March 15th.
March, okay. Because I was like March a bit 15th. Scared. I said, okay, well, that's 15. That's half my pay.
Yeah. So no, it looks like the offering will be, it'll be worthy. It'll be acceptable for your position, the position. Okay. But it looks like that there's going to be a little gap between. You know, now and when you get the offering, there may be some, and they're saying there may be a little negotiation in there. As far as your salary, and did you travel with the last job? Because they're talking about travel.
Yes, that's I was in New York, and I requested for me to move to Florida, and once I get to Florida, about 6 months from now. I was laid off, so
guess
that's the travel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd like you to consider looking at your astrocartography And okay. you can go on astrocafe.com.
Astrocafe.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then look to see where your Jupiter line falls on. It'll come up with a map of the globe, and there'll be all kinds of lines running through it that represent different planets.
Mm-hmm.
So the two important ones are to look for your Jupiter and your Mars line. Because
you said
those,
Jupiter and what else? I'm sorry.
And Mars, the planet Mars.
Mars, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because if you're on your Jupiter line, then employment might be difficult. And so they're showing me the astrocartography. So see where you look at. You can do that for free, and then mm-hmm. see what your chart looks like. And then if you want to get into depth with it, Maya White is a great astrocartographer, and she has a radio show too, and she takes callers as well. So you can Google her, Maya White. And then I don't remember when she's on the radio right now, but her show is out of New York, I think.
Okay.
So Google her, and then if you can get on the air with her and have her pull your chart up, say, where's the best place for me to work? Like she did my chart where I was thinking about moving out of the area a year and a half mm-hmm. ago when I moved. And she did my chart, and she said, the Boston area or Atlanta, Georgia is the perfect place for you to be for work. And I said, well, I'm 40 minutes from Boston, so I guess I'm staying where I'm at. So check that out. But yeah, they're saying no worries, work is coming, and that you'll have a lot of happiness with this new thing. But I feel like that, you know, there may be some travel, or you might have to work out. I don't think it'll be far from where you're at, because they're not mm-hmm. showing me a huge gap. But it looks like that you might have to, you may be looking outside your immediate area, or the company that you end up with might want to put you in another location.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
But it does make sense. I did went to an interview. I believe I think I got this job, but it is temporary. So I don't work temp at all. It's from a staffing company, and I don't want to be and see that. So I'm trying to look directly through the company and find out what I can get through the company itself.
Right. And this mm-hmm. is this temp. It is just temporary. It's not. This is. You're not going to be stuck in this temp agency for a long time. Because I mean, I know. I have friends who work for temp agencies and have worked for them for, you know, over 10 years, but they like that kind of thing. But they're saying no worries. You're not going to be stuck there.
Okay. Not a problem.
All right.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Very welcome, Fabian. Have a blessed weekend, and I wish you the best.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So now that the channels have been opened, my guys are... They're put on the juice. Okay, so I'm going to the next caller, and this is area code 780, and the last four digits are 0941. So tell me your name, and if I can get you on here, there we go. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Cynthia Fontaine.
Hey, Cynthia, how's it going?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
Pretty good. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Canada.
Did you say Jay?
Yes.
Hi, Jay. How are you? How's things in Canada?
Good.
Good.
It's nice. It's pretty good compared to what you guys got coming your way. So if you're on the West Coast or East Coast, actually.
Yeah. Are you on the West Coast or the East Coast in Canada?
West Coast.
Ah, great. Yeah, I have some classmates out on the West Coast as well. But you guys get your fair share of weather out there.
Yeah, we do. It's been a real mild winter, so...
Nice. Yeah, they were predicting, like, no snow for us here this winter, and then all of a sudden, just came out of the blue. But it's good. I'm, It's I love snow, so I'm good with it. I know not everybody does. All right, Jay, so what can I do for you today?
Oh, well, you asked that question. Were you, what are you grateful for today?
What are you grateful
or...
for today, yeah.
Oh, I'm just in my contentment today.
And what are you content about?
Everything's flowing right now, and enjoying my practice right now of what I'm in, the program that I'm in right now.
Oh, great. What are you doing?
I'm doing a yoga intensive where it deals basically understanding yourself and dealing with emotions and things like that. So.
Oh, that's fantastic, because they want to talk about medicine around you. Do you have a medical, who's got a medical background?
My mother does.
Okay, because they want to talk about the person with the medical background. But your mother's still living, is that right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, okay. And are you guys, how's your the relationship between the two of you?
Well, it's fine. I mean, my relationship now with my parents and my sister is sort of like I can talk about things, but they aren't sure what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay. So that happens often when we get into, meditation, yoga, holistic practices and things like that. But luckily for us, this is really starting to go mainstream and more people are catching on. My 88-year-old aunt, who I love so much, said to me a couple of years ago, I don't know to this day what book she read, but she read some book and she said, "Now I understand what you've been talking about all these years. I didn't get it before." You know, she's very Catholic, and I was brought up Catholic, but now I consider myself spiritual, and I look at and embrace all things that are good, and she understands that. But so going back to the relationship with your family is, you know, just meet them where they are. Because the relationships look okay, but they wanted to talk about that. And your mother with the medical background will be the one that will have the biggest leap when she comes to embrace some holistic things. And what my guys are saying is that she's going to see some miracle happen. Is she in medical practice? What does she do?
Oh, she's a nurse.
Yeah. So she's going to, and she's seen a lot of things in her years, they're saying, but there's going to be something coming up that's just going to blow her away. And then that's going to open the door for your relationship to get even better with her. Okay.
Yeah.
So what can I help you with today? And then my guys go jumping the gun.
You're talking about you're in your practice of jumping into life for 2016?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My goal now is to know more of a deeper understanding of self right now. So it's basically right now it's work, yoga, and sleep. And it's been very, very interesting. My weekends are free. But my weekdays are actually still full, so it's been quite a journey so far. For the last 2 weeks, it's going to last till July, end of July, so I'm just going it rather casually so I don't get so, discouraged on what I'm doing. So. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Hold tight for 1 second. I have to close the show, but I'm going to keep you on the line.
Sure.
All right. So I want to, because we're going to get cut off. They're going to cut the live stream off. All right, I want to thank all you guys for tuning in today and all of those who are going to listen to the replay, because I have lots of people who listen to the replay. I love you all so very much. Find me at CynthiaFontaine.com, and you can find my social media links there. And I will see you guys tomorrow, because that'll be day 12, maybe, of this 30-day challenge. So I love you all very much. Like my public page, and that's the best way to communicate with me is send me a message through my public Facebook page, because I get thousands of emails a day. I love you all. I know the recording was going to get off, lost, so anybody who's live that I'm not on the phone with will get cut off suddenly.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, cool. All right, you're welcome. All right, so looking at you are on a really good path for you right now. And they want to say that you started opening up in a spiritual direction. Has it been is relatively new, like the last 18 months to 2 years?
No, it's been longer than that.
Okay,
well,
so what
opened
what
up,
was
just open. Just opened up. Well, I've been in my spiritual awakening for a while. It just hasn't happened until I decided to really say about being small and doing things in a bigger way than I ever imagined. And so that's what I'm planning now.
Right, right, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is when we show up and we jump into our lives and start to bring our gifts out to the world. And sometimes that means you're just bringing gifts out into the work that you have now or to your family. You know, it doesn't always mean that you're on a big platform, but they're saying that you have a bigger platform and it's going to come through your teaching. And even where I see, I don't know, in California, they do some, like Sean Korn does these really big yoga events where they raise a lot of money for charity. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
But they're showing me like you know, things like that that you might, you know, choose to participate in the future, that sort of thing. Okay. And but what happened like 18 months to 2 years ago in your life?
I don't know. I really can't remember that far back sometimes. Well, I just I was doing my own stuff, but I didn't get into it as before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, yeah.
But there was there was some shift going on that happened for you then, and you know usually you've moved, you changed jobs, you ended or started a relationship, or you had a spiritual awakening.
Mm.
You know, so that being said, something might come to you later on. Because we tend to get psychic amnesia when we're put on the spot. It even happens to me. And so path that you're on is a really good path for you. And jumping in is totally about jumping into knowing yourself, because you jump into your life by knowing who you really are and discovering what gifts you have.
Yep.
And that's, you know, especially hard for men to do, especially if you are, you know, you're an empath, because you're very empathic. Do you know that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And so that can be really hard for a lot of men to because, you know, men are thought to be, you have to be tough, you can't be soft, you can't have feelings or be sensitive, but I feel like you're okay and you're starting to embrace all of that. And it really gives you a flavor to your teaching that it makes it safe for people to be in your presence, you know, as a student.
That's so
you know,
true.
Which is really nice. Yeah, because, you know, there are a lot of particularly women out there who have had a lot of trauma around men. And what my guys are saying is you're going to be a facilitator in being able for many people to heal some of their past traumas.
Mm. That's interesting. How am I going to do that?
Just by doing what you're doing. Just by figuring out who you really are, being okay with being an empath, being okay with having a soft, gentle nature, and just living in your full presence in your core, and that's how you're going to do it.
Okay.
That in itself it will create healing.
Interesting. Because it is interesting, because I just feel that I'm just working some other stuff out right now. And I think one of the things that comes up actually for what I see even through a TV show that I watch right now consistently is about abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting thing, what that
mm-hmm.
means. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the obstructions that go with it, so.
Yeah, and lots of people have that issue, you know, where they have a lot of fear around abandonment for many reasons. I don't feel like that, you know, I'm not sensing that you have a lot of that going on. But many people who get into holistic practice is because they're searching for something deeper. And oftentimes it's, you know, that abandonment is trauma, and they've maybe tried to resolve something through psychotherapy, and they still haven't felt like that they've gotten the answers they want. And, you know, holistic practice can really be the key into resolving a lot of that old stuff. You know, I do a lot of work, one-on-one work with people who have childhood trauma I work a lot with people with suicide because my brother committed suicide. But I work with people that have PTSD and things, and I have these different trainings that I've studied that have been really incredible and helpful in my work. And one of them is Colette Baron Reed's Envision Process. And that's really, really a great technique. So down the road, you know, not now they're saying, but maybe down the road, you might want to look at some different trainings and expand your knowledge in helping people. But the yoga is really a great place for you to be right now.
Oh, yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's really a good place for you to be right now. Yeah. And do you have... as far as studio, you're in somebody else's studio now, or you're still at school?
No, I'm just a practicing student right now with that.
Right, right. So because I see you in a studio, but I don't feel like it's your studio.
No, I do other stuff. I do drumming workshops too. So, but right now, it's my focus is on this.
The yoga, nice.
Yeah, till August 1st.
Nice.
Just taking it easy. So.
Nice. Yeah, this is a really good period of time for you, and I feel like you're totally on the right track, and honoring yourself and just taking it easy. And, you know, much like me, where I've had this really crazy, hectic school schedule for the last 2 years, and, you know, I've limited my individual work and even how much I work in general, where I say, okay, this is how many hours a week I can put in, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, and I'll take a couple of weeks off every once in a while where I said, okay, I just need to focus on schoolwork. I need to catch up on other things and that sort of stuff. And so, yeah, you're in a really, really good space right now. I'm looking at your chart, and it looks like you are right on target with your chart with this yoga work. But they're saying that there's always going to be new things that are coming in that you're learning, that you're hearing, that you're like a sponge. So you're always looking for new things and learning new things. And that's part of your soul contract, part of your path, where always being open to keep learning new things. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it really is beautiful. You have a really nice chart. You have a really nice chart. And does somebody have a hip problem?
I don't know. Who would that be? Maybe my dad or my mom. They're getting older, so.
Okay, because I want to talk about the right hip. And I'm like putting my hand on the hip. Okay, they're not giving me clarity about, but so you're probably going to hear somebody either falls and breaks the hip. I don't think it's your mother, though, because they're getting older, but they're not, your parents aren't like in their 80s, you know.
But
I feel like, oh, he is, okay. But he's young. He's not like an old 80. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, because I don't see him like, you know, like my former father-in-law is, you know, he gets up at 10 o'clock in the morning and is in bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he sits in his chair, and that's, you know, to get him from the couch to the chair, I mean the bed to the chair is a big project. But I don't see that with your dad. So just, you know, make sure that, because they're not, my guys aren't giving me clarity about who this is around. So, you know, just be sure just to, and it's never a bad thing to say to your parents, hey, you know, if it's snowy or icy out, be really careful, or I'll come help with the groceries or whatever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Because I feel like that you live close enough where you could pop in and see them. Is that right?
No, it's a real long drive away. It's about 6 hour drive away.
Okay. All right. Who is it that's closer to them?
I am.
Oh, you're the closest. Okay. Well, my guys are seeming to think that 6 hours isn't that big of a deal.
Okay.
Anyway, so, and the other thing is, too, they're saying, but I feel like you've seen them over the holidays, though.
I didn't see my dad. My dad and I are talking for a reason, trying to communicate with him, but I don't know if when he'll wake up.
Yeah, well, that's not for us to, you know or to judge sometimes. But I feel like that there'll be a trip that you will be going, making the trip to go see them or see him. Hopefully it's not related to a fall with a broken hip, but, you know, so just know that that might be coming where you're going to be taking that road trip and going to see them.
Yep.
And sometimes it takes a big thing to wake up. Like, you know, when you get into some kind of physical trouble, unfortunately.
Yep.
But again, that's between, you know, spirit and each individual, you know. Yeah. So what else can I do for you today? Anything?
No, that's about it. I mean, it's just talking about, always interesting when you talk to show, talk about jumping in 2016 because it's quite a interesting year of change. I'm just, it's one of the reasons why I'm doing yoga, because there's just maybe there probably a lot of chaos this year, and it looks like it's starting to unfold itself, whether it's weather related or, you know, economic collapse and things like that. So that's why I'm looking at it right now. So,
oh yeah, totally. And I don't know if are you familiar with Jennifer McLean and Healing with the Masters?
I've heard about that, but no.
Yeah. Well, she does a prediction week, the first week of the year, where she has the people who are in her inner circle do shows, and they're all basically saying exactly what you just said. Like, she has an astrologer, Elizabeth Jones, come on. And, and then she has Robert Pease, and she has a whole bunch of, she's got five or six different people. And even Dee Wallace, who is the mom from E.T., the movie E.T.
Oh, yeah, I heard her.
Yeah,
I actually met her. I have a picture in front of her right now. Yeah, I met her, actually. She's a nice lady.
Oh, really?
Very nice lady.
That's cool. Well, there's no coincidence that my guides are bringing this up. So she said in her year forecast, she said, I'm really surprised, and I'm kind of scared to tell you what my guides brought me, because they're usually light and airy, and it's all, you know, these great messages. And she said, this is the first time I have ever channeled something that is not so, you know, light and airy. And she says, I'm kind of scared to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting, because it also goes along with what the astrologers are saying and everything. So the crazy thing is, she says Donald Trump is going to be elected president here, which I don't know if you follow politics, American politics. Yeah. Well, if anything else, it gives us really great Saturday Night Live material. And so she says that Donald Trump is going to be president, and that we are headed for, you know, financial disaster in this country. And also some of the other people Jennifer had on. said the same thing. And, you know, you guys are somewhat tied into our economy. Although your economy, I think, right now is pretty good. Isn't that right?
Oh, not where I live in, no.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
But, like I said, it's a wake-up call. We haven't learned our lesson yet a lot about this.
Right.
You know, about the human experience where it doesn't... we don't learn from experience. We just keep doing it over and over again. The version of insanity.
Right.
Economic
right.
insanity.
Doing the same thing. Yeah. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the human condition. Until we wake up, and we only wake up one at a time.
That's right.
You know, so I've woken up, you've woken up, people that listen to the show are waking up or have woken up, and... It's really a good thing. But one thing she also did say is that we've almost reached that 100th monkey point in people, the amount of people who have woken up. And I think it was Robert Peace also that said this year is the year that holistic practices go mainstream. So Ellen DeGeneres will be talking about it, and we already know that Oprah's into it. And, you know, and she's like, so what we're all doing, the yoga practices, the meditation, all that, he's predicting that this year it's going to go mainstream. So when that happens, then, you know, a lot of other people will get on board. And you're always going to have people who are going to come to your classes who are just there because they heard yoga was good.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not get the awakening. Or, you know, maybe they'll get it down the road. So there's always going to be a percentage of those people in your classes when you start teaching. Although they're saying teaching is not going to be your only practice. But it is where you need to be right now. So it looks like you'll incorporate other things into it as well. So, you know, keep the idea or keep in mind or keep the open thought that, maybe it'll be some kind of like yoga drumming shamanic combination. Not for every thing that you're doing, but you might want to roll that in somehow. And, you know, so once a month or on the changes of the season, you might want to have this, you know, yoga, shamanic, drumming workshop.
Mm.
You know, something to think about, and that all looks good for you, and that'll be a good thing for you to incorporate and roll it all in. My guides are saying.
Yeah, that's so true.
So congratulations on jumping in.
Well, thanks for your time. And
oh, my pleasure. I was on the radio for, I think I did my first show like 5 or 6 years ago, and then I wasn't consistent, and then I was on consistently for 2.5 years, and then last summer I said, I need a break. So I took the summer off saying, oh, I'll get back on in the fall, and the fall came and went, and then next thing you know, it was the holidays, and my regular listeners were like, oh my God, are you ever coming back on the air? Because I was averaging 300 to 400 listeners a week, and so they had pretty much all lost hope. And then I'm at the Rees Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, and one of our challenges this last school class a couple of weeks ago was to commit to something for 30 days. And if you listened to the show before, you probably heard me talking about this, where my commitment was going to be to get out and walk every day for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the classmate who we were paired up with had the opportunity to say, okay, that's good, or say, no, I think there's something bigger. And so she didn't let me get away with the getting out to walk. And she said, no, there's, because she knows me, and she said, there's something bigger. And I thought, oh, what's bigger that I've been trying to do and I haven't? And I said, oh, get back on the radio. And she kind of gasped and went, you're going to go on the radio every day for 30 days? And I just felt this inner peace, and I said, yes, I'm going to go on the radio every day for 30 days. And so, you know, here I am jumping in, right? And if it weren't for this challenge, I probably still wouldn't have gotten back on the air. I probably still would have come up with every excuse I could have. Oh, well, I can't find a good time. You know, because I wanted to make it convenient for people. And what I realized is people are going to listen when it's good for them, whether it's live or for the replays, on the replays. And most people listen to the replay anyway. So it doesn't matter what time I'm on. Anyway.
You're going to say something before I talk to you? Were you going to say something else? Sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was just looking out the window with the snow coming down. It's very pretty. It's starting to pile up.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you for, you know, calling in and jumping into your life, because it's going to take a lot of us to jump into our lives and to bring our gifts to the world to really shift and make a difference. And, you know, oftentimes it's the darkest before the dawn. So I'm not, you know, people are fearful about ISIS and people are fearful about what's going on in politics in the United States or, you know, things that are happening around the world. And I have a little bit different perspective where, you know, sometimes it's always darkest before the dawn. And unfortunately, for people to wake up, it usually has to get really dark.
Right.
Whether it's a dark, you know, the dark night of the soul or the physical things are going on where it gets difficult for people, then they have the dark night of the soul, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking about looking at the dark night of the soul, you've had your ups and downs, they're saying, but I don't feel like that it's, you know, so dark where for some people they get into this darkness that it seems like you'll never get out of. Although, do you struggle a little bit with emotions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I get actually judgmental and angry, so I'm working with that. I deserve not working with it, but just observing it. So, could just get, you know, what happens? The patient gets to me. So, why aren't you not getting it?
Right. So then you go to the breath.
Yeah.
It's not my time, it's God's time, or whoever you believe, if you're a higher power, if you have one. You know, spirit. It's not my time, it's spirit's time. It's between this person and spirit, you know. And I have to always come back to that, too, in my healing practice, where I have to remember that it's not right for me to put my will for a person to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to just be the channel, so I'm just the straw that the healing can transfer through, and I have to just say this is between this person and their higher power, and for whatever is in their highest good, may it be so, and then do my work from that place. Because, and sometimes people come to healers because they're expecting miracles and or they're expecting the healer to fix them, and you may encounter this in your practice where, you know, there may be some people that come to you who are expecting you to fix their physical problems. And so you help them on whatever level you can, but be really clear that it's their time, not your time, and that it's between them and their maker. It's between them and their divine, whatever their higher self is, whatever they call it. Because, you know, the higher divine is really the higher self, because we never lose that connection.
No.
So for you, this yoga training is going to help you strengthen your boundaries, your energetic boundaries, and you really need that. And so it'd be good for you to do things like, I know a lot of guys hate to take baths, but if you like water, and if you take Himalayan salt baths, that's really good, because that helps clear the energy field around you, your auric field, and it clears all the junk out of it. So it's like if you run an air filter in the house, it cleans all the allergens and things out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same if you take a salt bath. It clears all the allergens out of your energetic field, so to say. The other thing that you can do is you can, I have sprays that with my company, but you can make your own, and I don't share this with people, but you're in Canada, so I'm going to share it with you, because I don't know, I guess I can ship to Canada, but my guides are telling me to share it with you. So you just distilled water in a small spray bottle, like, you know, if you do a 4-ounce spray bottle, then you just do like half a teaspoon of Himalayan salt, and then you put some essential oils in it that help to clear the energy field. So like lavender, rosemary, basil. So you can put sage oil in it and spearmint. And if you put those in it, that helps to clear the energetic field around you too. So, I mean, I have school teachers from preschool to high school that use it, and bartenders. It's really funny because the one bartender that uses it, she'll be like, oh my God, everybody in the bar will be like miserable and complaining, and then I'll go around spraying the spray, and it's like some people change when I use the spray. It's pretty cool.
So
you can make your own. And you know, meditate. Do Kundalini yoga is really great for building the Hara line, which will help build your energetic field, your protection field around you. And you can also, like, I use, like, the bubble or the egg. So I'll imagine that I'm sitting in the middle of this egg. And if, like, I grew up on a farm, and so if the chickens don't have, like, enough calcium in their diet, then their eggs will be really soft. So when you crack the egg open, it's really easy to crack. Sometimes you can even just push your finger through it. And when their diet is got enough calcium in it, the eggshell is hard, and sometimes you'll have to, you know, hit it a couple of times on the bowl before it actually breaks open. So and that's like your egg or your energy field. Your egg is really flimsy, and it's actually moving. It's so porous, and that's not just with you. That happens with all empaths and sensitive. Okay, until you build up that your energy field and make really strong boundaries, and this will help you with the emotional swings too. Okay, so you can just sit and imagine that you're sitting inside of this egg, and tap on the egg from the inside and see how strong is that shell. Okay, and if it doesn't feel strong to you, then imagine that the egg is now encased with this beautiful golden light. And as it's encased in the beautiful golden light, it's strengthening the egg. It's helping it to grow stronger and stronger. And for me, it's like it moves the egg. It's sort of like it vibrates into the golden light. And almost like it's breathing. And that helps to create, a stronger energy boundary for you. So you're not taking on all people's stuff and emotions, you know. Now, can you distinguish between what's yours and what's other people's?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. Yeah, great. Okay, good. Yeah, good. Very good. And you know how to let go if it's not yours.
Well, I'd say I usually say that's their story, not mine, or just like it's not mine because I just, you gotta know what the illusion is too, so.
Right. But I mean, even like if you're standing next to someone in the market and all of a sudden you feel like you've got a headache or something, you know. Do you have those experiences where you're picking energetically up from other people?
No, actually I don't. My close friends, but not people I usually know. I just have this, when I get to know people, you know, basically I get to know them as a friend or trust them as a friend too. I know kind of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, just keep in mind that you want to be sure that if you sort of know what's going on, that when you are bringing that to your friend or whatever, just let them know that, hey, if there's any way I can support you, let me know. And then let them come to you. It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, did you ever see, like, do you guys have the Long Island Psychic on TV up there?
I think we do, yeah.
Yeah, where she just goes up to people. And she really does this in real life, because I know I have a friend that rides the ferry with her. And she just goes up to people on the ferry and starts telling them, blah, 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 blah. You know, and before she was famous, you know, people didn't know who she was and she was doing this sort of stuff. And that's really I don't agree with that practice, because you're stepping into that person's, you know, boundary. They haven't asked you to do that, you know. So
Free will and choice.
Exactly. So always let your friends ask. And if you have something that you want to share, just let them know and say, hey, I have this that sort of come up and I'd like to share it with you. Is that okay? But I feel like your relationships are you have some really close friends that, you know, not tons, but you have a pool of friends that you can, you know, hang out with and talk and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It feels really nice. So good on you, as they say down under, because it feels like they're, you know, they're intimate relationships is where there's this closeness that a lot of people don't experience in their lives. It's really nice. Yeah. And who had or has the little dog?
My mom did.
Okay, because I have a little dog by my leg here now that is like, hey. And so let your mom know that she's okay.
Okay.
You know, if the opportunity arises, because the little dog come and just wants to say hi, this little dog actually does visit your mother a lot. She's saying.
Oh yeah, of course.
They had a real connection. And that cute little thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, very cute little thing. Yeah. Nice.
Well, I'm grateful for the experience today. So thank you much. I'm able to chime on to your show next time and talk about different stuff too. So thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. And if at some time you want to come on and, you know, talk about yoga and how it benefits people, you know, that'd be great too.
Sure.
Yeah, so if you want to shoot me a message on Facebook, and you know, we can and you can say, hey, when can I come on to talk about yoga? Or let me know what's good for you, because I mean, for the next I think it's till February, let's see, I'm on every day at 11 Eastern Standard Time until February 11th is my last daily show, and then I'll go back to doing a show once a week.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds great.
All righty. Well, thank you so much again.
All right, Jen.
Have a cozy day today.
Thank you. You too. It was really a pleasure talking with you.
Same with you.
All right.
Thank you.
Jay, thank you. All right. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.